Welcome to today's ICANN radio segment, an initiative of the Clarence Access Network, facilitated by the Clarence City Council. Stay with us now to hear powerful people with disability sharing their lived experiences of making a difference in employment, sport, housing and more.
With you this week is Morgan. I'm the Project Manager of Participation at Community Sport and Recreation. We're a division of the Department of Communities Tasmania. Our division is committed to making sport safe, fair and inclusive and supporting opportunities for underrepresented groups in sport and recreation across the state. So this includes Tasmanians with a disability at a community and an elite level. With us today is Joe Chivers, a local athlete extraordinaire, who's going to speak with us about his experience and insights into life as an athlete with a disability. Joe has always been active in sport and recreation. In 2009, a skydiving accident led to a spinal cord injury, and since Joe's recovery, he's somehow only gotten busier. Joe's played wheelchair basketball for Victoria, wheelchair Aussie rules for Hawthorn, para ice hockey for Australia, and competes internationally in strongman competitions. Joe is also partial to a game of wheelchair tennis and some power rowing. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Morgan.
What is it that keeps you engaged in your sports that motivates you?
Yeah, there's a number of aspects that keep me engaged. It's the mateship that sport provides. Not only that, but the physical and mental health benefits, both are huge for me. It's really great to get out there and into the community, regardless of your ability, and sport provides that opportunity for me. I'm just about to start training for competitive strongman again. Back in March, I was training 5 days a week for that, and also training for the wheelchair AFL Nationals that were to be held in Hobart. But with COVID, it's all put that on hold, and only just now getting back to the strongman training, which is really exciting. Strongman was a really, really great progression for me. I'd always been working in the gym as an athlete, both as a strength and conditioning, and once again from that mental health aspect. Strongman just appealed to me in that it was so unique. My partner Kirby actually started Strongman about 6 to 8 months before we met. I just watched her competing and training. I thought, that looks really fun. I wonder if I can do something like that. And through developing the program with a man named John Wright out at CrossFit Resonate in Moona, we found that, yeah, we could. Prior to my accident, I'd always wanted to play football and represent Tasmania and eventually join the AFL as a mature age recruit. Of course, jumping out of a plane and breaking your spine sort of puts a bit of a hold on that. And come last year, I was drafted to Hawthorn to play in the Victorian Wheelchair Football League. There are two athletes at the moment that have been drafted to wheelchair AFL teams in Victoria. We travel over fortnightly when the season is happening to play. We also miss out on being able to go over to train with the team as well. So I remember my first game in the season last year, I thought, oh, yep, we'll play this certain way. You know, that's how we do it in Tassie. We play a really fast-paced game. We want to get the ball moving as quickly as possible and as efficiently as possible. Come the game, it was completely different. It was really stop, start, slow the ball down, mark the ball, take your time. And so I was lost. I was lost in the game and had a real shocker. Had to come home and really think, oh, do I really want to keep going over and playing? And through determination and all those good things, I did go back and we had a fairly successful season considering the previous season.
Joe, who are your sporting idols? Who do you look up to in sport?
I've always drawn most of my inspiration from myself, but also those closest to me from my family, my mum and dad. They equip me with everything that I've got to go out into the world and to be the man I am today. Also, my partner Kirby is a huge, huge inspiration to me on a daily basis. When it comes to athletes, Joel Selwood is captain of the Geelong Football Club. His tenacity, his determination to do what the team needs has always been huge for me.
How important is it that people can see athletes with disability performing at their best, but also just participating in the community?
I remember when I first had my accident in 2009 that there was very, very little opportunity to watch, say, the Paralympics or to be exposed to those sports here in Tasmania. There were a few community teams and community programs happening, but at that time I wasn't open to sport like I had been prior to my injury. To be able to see sport or someone in the local community to be participating in those programs would have been massive for me, to mentor me or to just give me some sort of advice on to where to find that information, where to find those links, those coaches, those key personnel. Yeah, so now we see athletes like Dylan Alcott in the media and out there doing what he loves to do, play tennis and advocate for those with disability. It's huge.
For those out there who have disability and are looking to get into sport, do you have any tips on where you might find resources or ways to break into sport and rec?
I have found it tricky at times to find those links. Luckily, I've made the most of the opportunities I've had and that have come my way. Back in, I think, 2011, there was a talent identification day for para rowing that was organised by, I think, the AIS and Paraquad Tasmania, and I attended that. That's how I started in rowing. Also, when it came to para ice hockey, I heard about this program that was happening over in Melbourne, so I thought, oh geez, I'm just going to go and check it out. That sounds like fun. Ended up playing for Australia in Finland. So taking those opportunities and not letting little things, well, things that I see as little things like, you know, travelling over to Melbourne, staying in your way, making the most of every opportunity that it may seem like nothing, but eventually turn into something huge. I would always look to the peak bodies. We've got a bit of a struggle at times with different peak bodies here in Tasmania. They're very underfunded compared to others. Yeah, I think that leads to a lack of opportunity sometimes. But if we can constantly keep, you know, talking to those peak bodies, getting that information, getting tips, you know, that might change the perception around sport within those bodies and lead to more opportunity.
What would you say to a club who comes to you and says, Joe, how can we be more inclusive? How can we get people in to join us and start playing our sport?
I'd encourage them to take a chance. Back when I was rowing, it took about 12 months for me to eventually find a club that was willing to take me on. The Buckingham Rowing Club in Newtown took a chance on me. I like to think that I helped them out in some way. I had a really good time rowing, and it got me out of a really negative mindset, gave me goals to strive for. If I was saying to a club, yeah, take a chance on an athlete or a potential athlete, because eventually it could lead to, you know, a lifetime member. They could become a board member. It could have a huge payback for the club or the organisation. So take a chance. When it comes to risk, I guess, educate yourself on potential roadblocks and barriers, but don't see them as huge walls that you have to climb over to get to that end point. Adapt on the run. Set those things in motion and have an educated risk assessment, or, you know, someone that's willing to put their hand up and say, okay, I'll take responsibility of this athlete. I might not be their coach or I might not be their key person, but at least let's get them into the club, get them involved in some way.
Joe, thanks so much for being with us this time. It's been great to hear your lived experience of sport and recreation in Tasmania, and all the best for your future sporting aspirations. For more information on the ICANN program, you can contact Julie Anderson on 6217 9597 or visit the Clarence City Council website. Hobart FM, supporting our community.